This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The fight continues over K through 12 education funding in Washington. Tomorrow, the state Supreme Court will hear arguments in the ongoing McCleary case. At issue is whether state lawmakers have complied with the court's order to come up with a plan to fully fund basic education. Currently, the state legislature is being held in contempt and accruing fines of $100,000 a day. To put some context around this long-running legal battle, I spoke with our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins.
Well, basically, this is a lawsuit that was filed way back in 2007 by a couple of families who said basically their kids were not getting an amply funded public education. This went all the way to the state Supreme Court, basically said, yeah, the constitutional obligation to fully fund schools, to amply fund them, it's a paramount duty of the state legislature under the state constitution, and it ain't getting done, to use a word that my English teacher in 10th grade would not approve of.
Well, as you mentioned, this has been grinding on for some years now. What is this particular hearing going to be looking at?
Well, you could view this as just yet another moment in an otherwise very slow-moving, painfully slow-moving court case. But what's significant here is that the deadline to act is looming. It's next year. And the court is not sure whether the state legislature has fulfilled a court order to basically present a plan, a complete plan to get to full funding. And so it's basically saying, the justices are saying to the participants, come back into court, answer some very key questions like, how much is this going to cost? How does the state intend to fund it? Basically, the justices are saying, we need some questions answered here.
So what are the court's options here?
Basically, the court can say, you know what, we're satisfied and we're going to stop fining the state $100,000 a day for noncompliance. And that's what the state is asking, to basically purge the contempt order. The plaintiffs are saying, no, no. In fact, you need to double down, justices, on your finding of contempt and your sanctions. They're not saying impose that sanction right now, but they're basically saying let the legislature know now, if they don't act to fully fund public schools next year in the 2017 legislature, here's what will happen. And one example of a possible sanction would be that all tax exemptions would be found to be null and void. That's one proposal that's been put on the table.
So to boil it down, if we can, what does the state legislature need to do in order to comply with the McCleary decision?
Here's the main thing that has yet to be done that everybody agrees with, and that is that the state needs to not just fully fund materials, supplies, and operating costs, and fully fund all-day kindergarten and smaller K-3 class sizes, but the big outstanding obligation is to fully fund teacher and staff salaries and benefits. And that comes with a potentially very big price tag, like upwards of $2 to $3 billion a year by some estimates. So that big piece of this has been left to the very end. And what the plaintiffs are saying is basically barring a miracle, they're not going to get there. They're not going to meet their deadline, or perhaps unless they get a one-year extension, as the plaintiffs say they're asking for. And what the state's saying is, no, we're very close. There's a plan in place. The legislature is committed to act by the end of the next legislative session to end the reliance on local levies to fund public schools. And basically, the last piece is ready to fit into place. The details and how it will be funded, yet to be determined, but the legislature is committed to doing this last piece of this. And that's really where things stand at this moment.
So the holdup then in the state legislature in coming up with a plan, is it fair to say it centers around money and what the sources of the money to fund it are going to be?
The legislators that I talk to and the state in its briefings is basically saying, you know, yes, those details need to be worked out. It could be a combination of new revenues. It could be a combination of dedicating revenues that are coming in the door just because of the economy. Perhaps a new funding source, a new tax source, perhaps closing some tax exemptions. All those options are on the table for legislators to consider. But that has not been prescribed, and that it basically can't be prescribed because the legislative process has to work its ways. And we know how that works.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, giving us a preview of Wednesday's hearing before the state Supreme Court. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.